Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
So, Arisha, you know I love when a story's just so wild that there's no way it could be true.
I mean, those stories are our bread and butter. We survive off those.
Yeah, that's how we make that money.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm thinking about Denise Richards. So Real Housewives of Orange County star Tamra Judge is claiming that Denise came on to her back in 2019. But because these are housewives, that is not all.
Yeah, so it's actually not the first time we've heard of Denise hitting on the ladies of Bravo. So Brandi Glanville has also talked a lot about hooking up with Denise.
Yeah, Denise has got a real Bravo boner. And
just
you know,
like you.
Exactly, yeah. But that's why they pay these women the big bucks, because the drama is just truly reality TV gold.
Listen, if you're not sleeping around with at least four different people on a show, I'm not watching it.
Exactly, 100%. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, March 29th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Give me that hot sauce.
So if you don't want people to kiss and tell, it's probably best not to kiss a Real Housewives star because they love to tell. Mm-hmm. They love to spill tea all day. And Real Housewives of Orange County star Tamra Judge is telling all about the time former Real Housewives star and actor Denise Richards made a move on her.
Yeah, so Page Six reports multiple sources confirm that Tamra spilled the tea about Denise's advances while they were filming the second season of Real Housewives' Ultimate Girls Trip. So Tamra was filming at Dorinda Medley's Berkshire's estate in Massachusetts, which is the most uppity-up description of somebody's house I've ever heard in my life. Berkshire's estate?
Can I just say, the first season, they filmed at this gorgeous beachfront villa in Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to film at Dorinda's house in Massachusetts? Like, come on.
Well, it's an estate.
It's an estate. It's gorgeous. It's very crazy. But, like, come on.
It's a step down. Everything's a step down from Turks and Caicos. But
yeah, 100.
So Tamra was filming at Dorinda Medley's Berkshire's estate in Massachusetts with her co-star, Brandi Glanville. And Tamra told Brandi that Denise came on to her back in 2019 at BravoCon. So for those that don't know, BravoCon is basically the Super Bowl for Bravo fans. Mm-hmm. It's this 3-day event with different exhibits, performances, panels, and interactions with countless Bravo celebrities. Mm-hmm. I like to think of it as Comic-Con, where I met Tom Welling from Smallville. Similar vibe.
Less cool,
of course.
Did you guys flip tables? Because if so.
Yeah. How do you think I got to him to take that picture? Put that table right between us.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
So the conversation between Tamara and Brandy will be included in the upcoming season of Ultimate Girls Trip, which is set to come out sometime later this year.
Yeah. So it's obviously kind of a bombshell claim for Tamara to drop about Denise. But like we said, it's not the first time we've heard rumors like this. Tamara chose to confide in Brandy because back in 2020, Brandy alleged that she and Denise had actually hooked up on more than one occasion. Mm-hmm. So Denise was on season 10 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Brandy made some appearances that season. She was gone for a while, but she came back to stir up drama in the way only Brandy Glanville truly can.
That's the only reason to come back, though.
I mean, she makes a splash. I love her.
Ooh, I love that description.
In September of 2020, Brandy claimed that Denise was, quote, sexually aggressive toward her when they first met back in the fall of 2018. And she says they began a secret affair at Randy Gerber's Cafe Habana in Malibu.
Yeah, so Brandy says that she and Denise were at a dinner with their agent, and Brandy was giving Denise advice about possibly joining the show. She says she noticed Denise was staring at her breasts during the entire dinner meeting. Which, that's when you're like, eyes up here, eyes mm-hmm. up here. Mm-hmm. Once their agent, cock block agent, left, Denise apparently said, oh my God, does it seem like I've been looking at your boobs all night? And Brandy was like, yeah, pretty much.
So apparently Denise was considering breast augmentation, so she was asking Brandy about her breasts. Mm-hmm. And Brandy says that they went into the bathroom together, and then she took her shirt down to show her boobs to Denise. Mm-hmm. And then according to Brandy, Denise threw her against the wall, and they started making out.
Yeah, so Brandy says, we were drunk, and it's not the first time I've made out with a friend or a girl. She adds she was flattered and considered it a compliment, saying, she's a beautiful girl. She's Denise Richards.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're going to choose a housewife to be like, let me see those titties and then push them against the wall, Brandy's the one that's going to accept it. Like, she doesn't care. That's Brandy. Match made in heaven, I think. So what makes Brandy and Tamara's claim about Denise extra scandalous is that Denise is married to actor Aaron Fipers. In fact, Denise and Aaron had been married only 10 days when Brandy claims Denise made a move on her. And I just got to say, Aaron made some appearances on The Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. And he's truly a space cadet in the best way.
I love a good space cadet.
He's terrible. He's clearly manipulative and weird. But he's so out there that I was like, put this man on more, please.
Well, he's one of the ones that I feel like we actually really do need to qualify on this show as being an actor. Because I've never heard of him before.
No.
Real Housewives.
No, same. And I forgot about him immediately after, too. So I don't think he's doing well career-wise. But after this dinner where they made out, Brandy says Denise was pretty persistent about pursuing her again. And she says Denise would text her constantly to ask to see her.
Yeah. And then in a 2020 episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Brandy told other members of the cast that Denise had invited her to come visit her while on set in Northern California in April of 2019. And Brandy apparently went to visit her and says mm-hmm. that they had sex while she was there. Brandy even tried to prove her claims about hooking up with Denise to fans when she tweeted a photo in June of 2020 that shows her kissing a woman who appears to be Denise Richards. She shared the photo with, it's 1,000,000% DR, not a DR lookalike.
I mean, this photo was clearly taken with a T-Mobile sidekick.
Yeah.
It's like the grainiest photo I've ever seen. I can't tell who that is.
Well, nothing makes me believe something's real than saying it's not a lookalike. If you have to put that in.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. This is 100% a real person. But I will say Brandy doesn't really lie about stuff like this, in my experience with Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. But Brandy said that the next day, Denise told her not to tell her husband, Aaron, which Brandy was confused about because she was under the impression the whole time that Denise and Aaron had some kind of open relationship, which, I mean, it would seem that way.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she's going to be upset because she doesn't want to be in the middle of an affair. Who does?
Right.
She said in a confessional, "I would have never slept with Denise if I thought that Aaron was not okay with it." And she also explains that Denise apparently told her that she was allowed to be with girls if she wanted to. Aaron's fine with it so long as she's not hooking up with a guy, which just undermines, like, I hate when people say this. Like, I know it's their relationship or whatever, but it's like, that makes it seem like it's just like, oh, this is just fun and flirty. This isn't real. And it's like, you can be attracted to other genders. Like, that, it's, I hate that.
Well, this is such a guy thing to say, too.
I know.
Fine, you can go down on another girl.
I get to watch.
I haven't been watching that porn for years or anything.
Yes. Exactly. But Brandy even says she had dinner with both Denise and Aaron and says they told her about their desire to have threesomes with other women.
Yeah. So Denise says none of this is true. She adamantly denies Brandy's claims about an affair. And when Denise didn't return for season 11, everyone assumed it had a lot to do with Brandy, although there was a lot of drama surrounding Denise that season, so it could have been a lot of things. But Denise was apparently so upset by Brandy's allegations that she sent cease and desist letters to Brandy and Bravo.
Mm.
And Andy immediately shredded them. He's like, enough. He did it on Watch What Happens Live. He's like, I'm going to shred these for ratings.
I mean, he learned from you, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, so after Denise left the show, she told Garcelle Beauvais her time on the show was very challenging, but still said the decision to leave was tough. Mm-hmm. And she's since said that she and Denise haven't had much contact since she left the show. But back in December of 2021, Brandy spoke to Tamra and Teddy Mellencamp, whose podcast we were famously on.
Mm-hmm.
She spoke to them on their podcast, Two Teas in a Pod, and she said that she believes Denise will reach out to Tamra after she sees the second season of Ultimate Girls Trip. Brandy says, I have a feeling that Tamra will be talking to her real soon.
Oh, 100%. And I can't wait.
Like, you think?
Well, you know, this new season is coming to Peacock sometime later this year. I don't know when, but I can't wait. And this, of course, is going to be a huge storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally see Denise coming back to, like, be involved in this, but I guess crazier things have happened. I don't know. Like,
I mean, the question is, does she need a paycheck?
Well, yeah, that's why it was so tough to leave the show, I'm sure.
She's yeah.
Like, oh, it's really tough. I really want that paycheck. But listen, I famously met Denise Richards. I'm taking your lines now. I will say she was very nice, and she was, like, at Charlize Theron's house, and she was leaving, and there was a ton of paparazzi around. And so myself and the rest of the valets, like, gathered around her. And I don't know how this happened, but we, like, all gathered around her and got her into the car to shield her from the paparazzi.
Mm. This sounds like when I was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and we had to gather around Violet Beauregard so she could turn into a blueberry.
Yeah, that's 100% exactly the same story.
Yeah, we've lived the same life. I get it.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.